I saw a story of Moshe Kliers. I think it's a Moedig Emeisa. It's a very important story, Irvin related. It was Moshe Kliers was one of the very Choshev Rabbonim in it was the Rav of Tveria, and it was a very very Choshev Rav. At one point, some people came up to him and told him that the Eruv, on a Shabbos itself, they came up to him and they told him that they saw the Eruv is faulty, the Eruv is no good. Something is a significant issue with it. So there's a pirtza and it's open and it's not Eruv. It's a possible Eruv. It's no good. So and they assume that Aloch is when the Eruv comes down. We'll see it later. So the Aloch is when the Eruv comes down, and then you have to, you know, people have to know about this. You have to proclaim, you have to announce it that the Eruv is down, and something is not right with the Eruv, and it wasn't actually something came down. It wasn't like something, but something wasn't right. Something was halachic, not 100% right. It wasn't that something had happened, but something seemed not right with the Eruv. It didn't seem. So instead of they went to Moshe Kliers and they told him that you have to, the halach is when the Eruv is possible, one has to announce it to the public. And the truth is that the way it's done is you send messengers to all the shuls, and it's bang on the bima after shachris that the Eruv is possible and one should ensure not to carry on Shabbos. But the Moshe Kliers, when he heard this, he asked a bit of details, and then he said, no, he doesn't want, it's fine, just leave it. And he left it, and people couldn't believe it, what the Eruv is possible, and yet the Rav, the Moshe Kliers, doesn't want people to know about this. It was very strange. What do you think?
Because you might not know, and if people don't know,
Fascinating. So what you were saying is that David Baran's chiddush is very good chiddush. We'll talk about it when we get to that. The ma'aseh, what you're saying is an excellent point. We'll discuss it when we get to the halacha. It's a very interesting point you're saying. But the ma'aseh halacha is one should announce it. And it was strange that he didn't feel like announcing this, the psul of Eruv. It took a few days for them to realize what had happened. And what happened was that Moshe Kliers, he was not officially appointed for in responsible of the Eruv. There was one gentleman, a Talmud Chacham, a senior Rav himself, who was responsible for the upkeeping and the paskening of the Eruv. He was a senior Rav who was in charge of the Eruv. And he had obviously made a mistake in this in the Psak. He had miscalculated something, he had forgotten the Halacha, and hence he had paskened the Eruv was fine, whilst in reality it wasn't. So what Moshe Kliers did is that for a subsequent day, it was a Sunday, Monday, he called Rav and he wants to discuss with him a certain Erev Halacha passage in Mishneh Berurah. And they sit down and they learned. He said it was very honored that Moshe Kliers called him. And they sat down and they went through the Halachas. And as we're going through the Halachas, gently and slowly, suddenly he realized, oh, yvei, it looks like I made a mistake. And actually, at the Eruv that we are currently in is actually possible. And then he said, oh, I have to rectify it. And he went and he rectified it. For next Shabbos, he was sorted. And when questioned and when asked, the Moshe Kliers explained, he said that at an Eruv, to carry an Eruv at the end of the day, even the Eruv is possible, but normally talking about the Rabbonon, it's normally not a Deraisa, it can be a Deraisa, but generally it's a Rabbonon, it's a rabbinical Issa. But to embarrass somebody, if I just proclaimed that it's possible and he had made a mistake, it's like a Shechita, you're a Shechting, the Zid. He's officially appointed an Eruv and he made such a critical mistake, there'll be nothing left of it. It's embarrassing him in public. To embarrassing him in public is far, far worse than to carry on Shabbos an Eruv that people think that it's standing, but really it's not standing. So it's far worse to embarrass him in public rather than to carry on. That's what the Moshe Kliers at Paschen. And therefore, he had not allowed for the announcement of the Eruv being possible, and rather he wanted to discreetly learn with him the sugya in order to come up with it himself, and therefore get clarity and therefore pass and rectify the Eruv in future. So he just teaches us about the sensitivity, how it was more important for him to look after the COVID of this individual rather than embarrassing. You don't want to embarrass him, but although there was a shailing carrying in the Eruv. Okay. I think it's a shame in my sir. We discussed yesterday, page 424. It's great that we have a bit more time to discuss this now because we've completed Chelik Gimel. Sif Yud, which we're going to be learning today, is closely connected to Sif Tes. And it's really important to get it clear. And again, this is a massive, massive, massive shadow when it comes to Ibn. I just feel I didn't give it its right justice yesterday. And especially the Beit Shmuel over here, which is Advar Shmuel over here, which is in the Bialoch, which is It's common practice in Eruv to discuss this Dvar Shmuel Necham Tzvi. I want to therefore discuss it a little bit in greater detail again today, because again, it's very negal to the Edra Eruv, to the Golden Screen Eruv, in fact, to all the Eruv in all over the world, universally. So we need to get clear in this. Can I just briefly go through Seif Tes and go through Seif Yud? That's what we're going to be dealing tonight, Mitz Hashem. So Seif Tes again. Kaf of Yosim is Sosaim. If you've got a Kaf which is greater than Sosaim, Shokav Ledira, and which is Hukav, which is surrounded for residential, for living, for private purposes, for not Harubo Ilonois, and the majority is trees. Hafilo Enim Natuim Shuris, Shuris Enim Avatlim Adira. So, we have a calf over here which is greater than Sosaim. And there is lots of trees there. So that, the fact that there's trees there, that is not Mevatel Adira, that's fine. You can have trees there, and that's acceptable for a calf, if that's fine. Havlim Nizra Ruba, but if there is seeds, and that's the point I want to discuss now, and that's where the Dvar Shmuel comes into it. Havlim Nizra Ruba, if you've got seeds, Rabbi says, seeds. Hazoim Mevatel Adira, the Zoim, the seeds will cancel the Dira. Hafilu Ein Boim Elo Sosaim, even if it's just Sosaim or less. Nizra Miut, if it's less than that, Hafilu Im Ein Boim Elo Sosaim, Mutar Yoyis Mesaim, Osu, Rabbi Sayim. We're learning now the following aloha. You can have an area which is full of seeds, been planted. We have to appreciate and understand that when you plant an area, is it meant for people to walk on, yes or no? You plant an area, people meant to walk on it or not? No, of course not. The halacha now is, this is so bad that if you have an area which has got fields of, which have been planted, this is so bad that not only you're not allowed to walk there, but that actually makes the whole area that it's in into an area which is not residential. He makes into a non-hukuf ledira area. So for instance, if you've got a mechitza, you've got an area, you've got a surrounded area, which really in principle should be a reshus yachid, because it's surrounded. But now, I've got a field, and this is really important, Rabbi Yisai. I've got part of it I've planted. I have a roses, I planted roses, trees, tulips. I've planted apple trees, who knows what. I've planted something. And obviously people are not meant to walk there because I've just planted it. Not only that, this area is not meant for people, but the whole area within that enclosure now becomes an area which is no hukuf ledira. And therefore, what's the halacha if it's an area which is no hukuf ledira? You may not carry there. So in other words, imagine if you've got an area, half of it is planted, half of it is not planted, it's surrounded, in principle, it's yochet. But you're not to carry there. Why? Because half of it is for planted. Now, even more than that, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's less than Sosaim, even if you've got an area which is less than Sosaim, and that area has been designated for planting, that destroys the whole surrounding around it, if it's less than Sosaim, and you can't, if it's Ruboy, and you cannot carry in that enclosure. If I can therefore rephrase it, gentlemen, an Eruv, a large Eruv, Rabbi Sai, like Edgewa Eruv, do you think there's areas within it that are meant for, that are planted areas? Or areas that you're not meant to walk on? Definitely. For sure there is. Now, the whole idea of the Eruv is that it's one surrounding, Tzuras HaPesach, whole Eruv makes into one area. So now, according to what we're learning now, the halacha is what? Not allowed to carry not only that area, but it should destroy the entire Eruv. Because what if once you have an area in, that's like a calf of Shalok of Radiyah, because in one area that is not, you cannot walk on. So now this makes it that the whole area around it is also an area that is a calf of Shalok of Radiyah, and you cannot walk in. It's a special Gzeirat Rabbanon. And that's a real issue. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? Hazoim mevatlim adira. The seeds, the planted area is mevatlim adira. Do you know, I didn't bring the map now of Etre Eov, but do you know there is, when you go up, you know the horses? Yeah. You carry on there. There's large areas. That is large areas. It's not in the Eov. That's already out. Where does it stop?
Three houses before that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, now we understand why. Because if this would be in
the Harland, you know the Harland turn, Harland Drive turn.
Yes.
So that's four houses before you to the big poles, and that, the rest of it is outside.
Okay.
So
good. Good, okay. So, I say here we're understanding why they've been excluded. Pardon?
We'll go to the farm on Shabbos.
You can't take anything with. Right. Okay, this has to be excluded from the Eruv. Because otherwise, it's mevatel the entire Eruv. What do we do about it? So, there is a fascinating Dvar Shmuel over here, which is discussed extensively in the Bialocha. And he says that that the only way out, imagine you have in northwest London, Kenwood is in the Eruv?
No.
Gold Screen Eruv, northwest London? Hampstead Heath?
Spaniards Inn.
But before
the
arch, that.
The Spaniards Inn, they said that was a problem.
Yeah, that's true. There's definitely a problem there, yeah. But even if you go, is there, must be a park within the northwest London Eruv? Where? Which one?
Yeah, the Hendon
Park. Is anything planted there?
Prince's Park,
very good. Good. So let us differentiate. There's parks, which is for everybody to walk on and to play on and there's like a tennis court there. Okay, that's okay. That's called residential. But the issue is when it's an area that you're not meant to walk on. You know, when you're not meant to walk on, that is something called the zoim. That is seeds and that's plant that you're not meant to walk on that. So that can ruin an eruv. So what are you meant to do about it?
Why is Kenwood then less walkable than Kenwood, Prince's Park or Hendon?
No, I was just thinking there's areas there which are planted areas.
There's areas of Prince's Park that are planted, smaller areas.
Okay, so there you've got a problem, because even if it's small, it could ruin an Eruv, yes. Stonyfields, yes. Cover of Shoyuk Vladira, yeah.
Stonyfields not in?
Yeah, so we're learning now over here that if it is, if it says, if the Zoim are, if it's less than Sosaim, if it's the majority of the area, then it would also be a problem. So in your case, it wouldn't be the case. But let's say you've got an Eruv which is less than Sosaim, but in that less than Sosaim, 51% is the Zoim, is not meant for walking, that would ruin the Eruv as well. So the Dvar Shmuel is Mechadish, yes.
When you go down Glengor, when you go up Tayside, that Eruv behind Tesco.
Yes.
In the
Eruv. Let's see what the Dvar Shmuel says. The Dvar Shmuel says the only way to get out of this, well, the best way to get out of this is that if you say, but you hear the challenge of it. Do you hear? It's real. It's massive. It's an enormous challenge to have an Eruv which honors this. Because you've got always kafi voice, you've got areas which is meant lezoim, which is not meant for you to step on. Don't walk on it. It's not meant for you to walk on. And that, if it is 70 amas on 70 amas, then you ruin the entire Eruv. It's massive. It's a huge issue. It's not a big area, 70 on 70. It's not a big area. Says that Dvar Shmuel, Bialocha says that we probably have to paskin like that. That if you have, I mean, there could be also other areas that you're not meant to walk on. What's the other area they're not meant to walk on? You're not just meant to walk, which is similar to Zoim. Open area, you're not meant to walk on it.
Gravesite?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, gravesite, you're not meant to walk on it. Yeah? So perhaps, or there's other areas that you're not meant to, you know, the areas, I wonder if the area that which is like, sometimes you have, it's normally not 70 amas, but just in principle, areas that belongs to the council and is like electric, the wirings and stuff. If there will be more than, you're not meant to walk there. It's not meant for you to walk. So that's, if it's 70 amas on 70, if it's just in the time, it's going to be a problem. Lake? Yeah. We'll speak about water, but yeah, perhaps, yeah. Now, Rabbi said, that the only way to get out of this is if you seclude it in its own right. If this area is secluded, it's got mechitzah around it, a fence around it, then that is an area in its own right. And the halacha therefore is, you look at it as its own, and the area around it is not affected by that. It still means that that secludes the area within the Eruv. That kind of, you're not allowed to carry there because it's like a Karma. You're not allowed to carry there. But at least it doesn't destroy, it doesn't affect the rest of the Eruv. But it must have solid, proper, halachically correct mechitzas around that kafaf. And only then it's going to be fine. And therefore, you're going to find sometimes in Eruvin, you're going to have sometimes kafifas, which are secluded and in its own right, and you're not allowed to carry in that place, but at least since there's an Eruv, there is a mechitzas around it, it doesn't affect the rest of the Eruvin. That's the way forward. Okay. We move on to Sifyut, which is in a similar application of that. Mishieshloi gino bechatzeiroi. A gino is in his garden. He's got a gino, a small area, which is a park, a garden in front of his in the chotzer. So he's got gino bechatzeiroi. Who imu roi vachotzer? The gino is an area that you're not meant to step on. You're not meant to walk on it. It's again an area that you know that is meant for planting something, for growing something, and you're not meant to walk on it. So imagine you've got in your back garden, you've got a gino in the chotzer. Now, imurei v'chotzer, if this gino, the unwalkable, is there such a word, unwalkable? Unwalkable? No. Can we just use it for now? Yeah. If there's an unwalkable area, if this unwalkable area, if this is the majority of the chotzer, hafilu ein bo elos beisosayim, even if it is sosayim or less, lo yitaltal mimenu, you may not walk in that gino mina chotzer labais, and you also may not carry from the chotzer to the bais. This gino is considered an area which is also betiltul. You're not meant to walk in it, and therefore it affects the entire chotzer. It affects the whole area. Like by the calf we saw earlier. If you've got in your back garden an area that is not meant to be walked on, disinviting. No. Not welcoming. No.
Yeah, we get the message.
You get me? Yeah. Invalidating. So if you don't want people to walk in that, even if it's less than sosayim, you've got this chotzer, in that chotzer you've got an area you don't want anybody to step on, you're growing those very special, exotic, whatever, then not only you're not to walk there, but this affects the rest of your back garden, the entire chotzer. It affects it. You may not walk there. You also may not carry from the chotzer to the bais. If it is larger than a sosayim, if it's larger than Sosayim, lo yitaltel bo, you may not carry in that whole area because it's greater than Sosayim. It's kaf shuk v'dira. Elo ba'arba ames, but on four ames you may carry. Ve'imu miyut achotze, if it's the minority of it's gino, is the minority of your chotze. Ma sheyesh bo yoisem Sosayim, oisem kol achotze. If it is larger than a base of Sosayim, this gino is greater than Sosayim, then it asks the entire chotze you may not carry. Ve'im yesh bo Sosayim, oipochos, if the gino is less than sosayim, then you may not carry from there into the house. So the meaning of this again is that at times, this is what we need to take out of this, two seifim. Haboy said, this is the real point that we need to take out of this. If you've got an area if there's an area that is specifically meant to, you're not meant to walk on it, so not only you're allowed to walk there, but in fact that will affect the entire surrounding area as well, that makes it into a non-residential area, and therefore its entire closed area is also betiltul, you're allowed to carry there. The way out of this is, if you enclose it in its own right, then you won't be able to carry there, but at least it won't affect the rest of the place. Rabbi Yisrael, an interesting shaila, Chaznish discusses, as well as the other poskim. Can you do the following? If you've got an Eruv. Imagine the following case. Edgeway Eruv. In Edgeway Eruv, there is a field which you're planting potatoes. Potatoes, will it work? Potatoes in Edgeway? Yeah? Should we try that? Okay. I was saying esoygim, but I think that potatoes are more likely to grow than esoygim. So you're growing this in a field. Now let's say it's even greater than sosayim. So the halacha now is, we've just learned, since you have an area which is unwalkable, that destroys the whole Eruv, all the mechitzas around it, you're not allowed to walk in the entire Eruv now. That's what we learned, right? If it's greater than Sosayim. Good. Now, the best option is what the Beis Shmuel says. You make a fence around it, and then you're sorted. Okay. Can you do the following? We learned that this is only if the area is more than Susaim. Can I do the following? I take one pole on the right side. I take one pole on the left side of this potato plantings. I put a string on top of it. And now we know this halacha that Tzuras HaPesach. What does that mean? It means that now there is a massive solid wall going down. We just can't see it, invisible. But that's what Tzuras HaPesach teaches us. That there's a wall, right? That's a string. We all know that when there's an Eruv, there's a solid wall around the area, right? That's what an Eruv does, right? We just can't... Pardon? Imaginary. Imaginary, that's right. So we have to see when it's Tzuras HaPesach, that's what it does. Yeah, that's what... So now, I want to ask you, if you split this kafef, Chaznesh speaks of Shem Zaman, if you split this kafef now, not by having a solid brick wall in the middle of the potato, because it's going to be mashed potato then, it's no good, but what you're doing is, you're making a Tzuras HaPesach right in the middle of the kafef. You don't have Sosayim now of kafef now. You don't have 70 amas and 70 amas because you've now made a wall in between. A solid brick wall in between, and now perhaps it won't destroy the rest of the Eruv. Works or no works? You hear it? It's goyish. Does it work or not? Works or no? Can't work. He doesn't have a sasayim anymore. He doesn't have the shear of a. Doesn't have a problem anymore. Shouldn't have logically, halachically, it's not a sasayim anymore. It's less. It's much smaller. So how can if what do you tell? Works or doesn't work? It's Lomdish. It works? Okay, can we just imagine this is the whole Edgeway Eruv. The beam is the Edgeway Eruv. Okay, I've got over here in the middle, and I've got a... This is my potato...
Plantation.
It's bigger than Sosaim. And now the halacha is... Since I planted potatoes over here, it's lezoim. Not only am I not allowed to carry here, but that ruins the entire eruv because it's enclosed in that area. Everything now is also betiltul. I'm not allowed to carry the entire area over here. Good. So what did we say the best way forward? Beis Shmuel says, make a mechitza around it. And then the halacha is going to be, this is all unaffected. I'm allowed to carry over here. This will still be also, you're not allowed to carry here. What happens if this is less than sosaim? Mutter, then all areas unaffected. If it's less than Sosaim, I'm allowed to carry all the Eruv. Good. Now what happens now, therefore, if I do the following? I'm putting one pole over here, I'm putting one pole over here, and I'm separating it by Tzuras HaPesach. Now, this is not a Sosaim of... Because it's... What would happen if I've got one scattered area of quarter of if I've got one half... If I've got half a Sosaim of here of potatoes, and half a Sosaim here of potatoes... Will it affect the Eruv or not? It won't. It needs to be in one area. The Sosaim needs to be in one area. So if you've got half, it doesn't add up. It's not like, it's not mitzaref. So if I've got half of here and half of here, it's one. So therefore, the shayla is as follows. If I've got this, the plantation over here, and I make it Tzuras HaPesach in between, will that work, yes or no? Do you hear it? It's goyish. It's very, very nice. It's the question itself, I think, is beautiful. Yeah.
Whereas if you have four mechitzas, then you're making a shus hayachid, you're making your own shus. You don't have the four, so you're not making your own shus. You're not mafrid because it's a lamdish wall.
It's a lamdish wall, but it's still, will you consider it one area of sosaim or not? Is it considered one? If you are able to differentiate, if you literally plant a half, you make a separation over here. That the half plantation is over here, and the half plantation further north. Half plantation, half the time over here, half the time over here. It would work. You would be allowed to carry in the whole area. It's not going to affect the Eruv. So this is in a way that we do affect. You're achieving the same thing, but just having a Tzuras HaPesach in between. Do you hear it? Do you tell it works or not? Probably not. Or, you're saying that you need to have a passage. Once there's a people walking past, Yeah, but even, as long as people cannot walk past, Chaim says a very nice svara. Chaim says you need to be able to walk through it. You need to have, I wouldn't say Rosh Hashanah because it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's actually Rosh Yochid. But you need to have accessibility. Yeah, what do you say? It works or it doesn't work? What would you say?
50-50. No, I don't know.
Well, guess what? It's actually a machloikus. How do we guess? Yeah. But lemaisa, I think that many poskim will say that actually itaka won't work. But then again, there are poskim who are more lenient than this, and they'll allow it, and they'll say that it's considered a proper separation. Yeah, okay, fine. This is for this evening. We'll carry on. We'll see if you don't have tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.